Coming up on KSDP News, Great Sitkin Volcano heats up, and Alaska may be first state to okay pot cafes. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on July 27th, 2017. While the McLees Lake Salmon Run got off to a slow start, it's now at a sustainable level. The start of the Alaska Run was so low, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued an emergency order early this month to protect the area around the creek mouth. Colton Lipka is the Assistant Area Management Biologist for the South Alaska Peninsula and Aleutian Islands. While there are a lot of factors at play, he says low water could have impacted the run, which they're seeing in weirs across the region. Take Orzinski Bay Rear near the Shumigin Islands.
They're facing a similar situation as far as kind of low water, the fish more of just doing a trickle in rather than big pulses and pushes.
In Unalaska, the McLees Run met the goal for minimum escapement on Friday, and the sanctuary box has been lifted. So far, more than 11,000 sockeye have passed through the weir. While Lipka says this year's run is below average, it is not the lowest recorded. For now, Fish and Game has opened subsistence salmon fishing indefinitely in the waters of Reese Bay up to the McLees Lake Stream output. Lipka says this is their final year using Alaska's Sustainable Salmon Fund monies for the project. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is in the process of securing other funding, but if they are unsuccessful, Lipka says the weir would not operate next year. Instead, they would monitor the run by aerial survey. Increased seismicity at the Great Sitkin Volcano makes scientists think the likelihood of an eruption is growing. Over the past year, the Alaska Volcano Observatory has recorded 462 small earthquakes, more than 10 times the number in 2015. While most of the quakes are shallow and weak, the number of deeper earthquakes is increasing. Scientists say those signs are consistent with magma building up beneath the volcano. If it continues, the gas produced could lead to more, bigger earthquakes or eventually an eruption. Based on seismic data, the observatory believes the volcano may have already seen two small explosions this year, one in January and one on July 22nd. Over the 20th century, Great Sitkin erupted three times. The last significant eruption was in 1974. Alaska is on course to be the first state in the country to allow customers to use cannabis inside regulated businesses. During a meeting in Fairbanks last week, the state's Marijuana Control Board approved a proposal laying out guidelines for what's called on-site consumption, eating or smoking cannabis products inside licensed retail shops. The measure would let retail businesses open up areas to use cannabis, provided they meet criteria like a ventilation system, a separate consumption area, and ensuring people aren't bringing in outside product. Local governments will still get a say in developing their own additional regulations, such as bans on indoor smoking. But the measure is far from final. After a 60-day comment period, the Marijuana Control Board will consider amendments, and then according to the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Officer's Director, Erica McConnell, vote on whether or not to adopt the final framework. For industry advocates, the decision is bittersweet. Jana Weltzien is a lawyer representing cannabis businesses across the state. She says the provisions the board approved are workable, but the public process timeline means Alaska might not see firm guidelines for on-site consumption until next spring.
We won't really know what these things are going to look like until they actually get formed and they're operating. So let's just accept them. Let's do public comment, accept these on-site consumptions as is, and then we can fix it later on down the road.
On-site consumption has been a vexing issue for local governments in Alaska, particularly areas with lots of tourism. Rules against public consumption have essentially made it legal to buy cannabis but not legal to use it outside of private residences. Last week, the Anchorage Assembly passed a resolution supporting state regulations for on-site consumption, citing customers and tourists with nowhere to go. Through a growing number of states have set up or are in the process of implementing recreational cannabis industries, none have set up a system for allowing on-site consumption inside businesses or Amsterdam-style pot cafes. The Alaska Dispatch News is reporting that the Trump administration threatened to target Alaska's energy interests as retribution for Senator Lisa Murkowski's vote against starting debate on repealing the Affordable Care Act. Murkowski is chair of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. The report stated that both Senator Murkowski and Senator Dan Sullivan received calls from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke yesterday. During that call, Zinke reportedly told Sullivan that issues like the King Cove Road, drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and the placement of Alaskans in leadership positions at Department of the Interior could be at stake. Sullivan responded to an NBC reporter asking about the call regarding Murkowski's health care vote today in Washington.
The sooner we can get back to cooperation between the administration on these issues and the chairman of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, the better it's going to be for Alaska, the better it's going to be for the country, particularly on the issues of resource development, energy dominance that the secretary talks about that has to include Alaska.
A spokesperson for Sullivan has not returned several calls for comment. The Interior Department also has not responded. A spokesperson for Senator Murkowski's office confirmed that she received a call from Interior Secretary Zinke yesterday. The spokesperson said Zinke told Murkowski that the president was displeased with her vote on the health care bill, but declined to elaborate further. This follows a tweet from the president yesterday criticizing Murkowski's vote, stating that she, quote, let the Republicans and our country down. In an emailed statement, Murkowski said, while I have disagreed with the Senate process so far, the president and I agree that the status quo with health care in our country is not acceptable and reforms must be made. The senator added she is committed to pushing for an open process to ensure Alaskans receive affordable health care. And that's the news from Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams, and you're listening to KSDP 830 AM.